Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A five-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
All right, talking today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. And Justin, you're continuing your crop tour across corn country right now. Bring us up to speed, I guess, on what you've seen.
Okay, so I'm wrapping it up here. We went through the southern part of Missouri, up through Illinois, across Wisconsin, across Minnesota, South Dakota, Northwest, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas. The big circle there, about almost 3,000 miles of traveling and looking at different parts of the world. To big sum it up, I haven't actually gone through my data to come up with official, numbers yet. But from what I can tell, the corn crop isn't lost, and there's quite a bit of corn in the western corn belt out in Nebraska and Iowa that looks pretty good. And there's also parts of southern Illinois that look pretty bad. So it's kind of a lot of variety of what's going on. I think it's all a little bit late. From my best guesstimate, if you average it all together, it's probably 10 days late. There is some that's 30 days. That's what you're hearing the most about. But if it was planted on time, the average for all of it was probably 10 days behind schedule, which doesn't sound near as threatening as 30 days. If you look at the crop conditions, just out of the USDA report, today we have one at three. It's estimated at 57% good to excellent. That's the lowest it's been in 5 years for this week. The last one was 2017, where it was about 60% this week. And back in 2017, if you look at the overall U.S. production and yield that year, it was the 2017 yield was about 174.6 bushels per acre. So there's been years where we've had kind of low crop condition report, but the yield actually turns out to be pretty good. So I think the big changes we're going to see on the August 12th report would be a little bit lower corn acres, a little bit higher bean acres, and those beans are just people that didn't get their corn planted, so they're following up with some shorter term beans. So that's kind of the idea, and it's amazing that the USDA, they don't have an opinion, they don't have emotions, they have their data, and that's all they have. And we don't like it sometimes, we don't agree with it sometimes, but if you drive through the whole corn belt and look at it, it's not a complete loss of crop.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
So based on kind of what you've been looking at and what you've seen and collected, how do you think that's going to impact the markets moving forward?
Okay, so the market rallied significantly. It went from about 380 to 460 from the low to the high on the late planting. Well, now that we've found out that the crop is still growing, the weather's been pretty good up to this point, the price has come down. So the price is currently reflecting what's going on in the market. Me personally, I still think that there's still a threat in the middle part of October. Let's say the 1st of October, if you start getting some cold forecast and the crop isn't completely mature up there in the northern parts of the Corn Belt, we could move back up. So I'm not really bearish. At the same time, I feel like there's still some pretty big risk going forward. So there's still some upside potential.